Several years ago, when I was serving up at Starkville, I wanted to teach a Sunday school class, and so I got the great idea to teach a Sunday school class on the book of Revelation. Well, the first week we had it, we must have had 25 people there. We'd never had that many people in adult Sunday school, and I thought, wow, this is great. They're really interested in this. And I started talking about the symbolism of Revelation and how I believe it means about the end of human existence for a person and not just for the world, and all these symbolic things. And the second week, we had about 16 people there. And the third week, we had 4. They thought, when they heard we're going to learn about the book of Revelation, they thought they were going to get the secret code that would unlock the meaning of the weirdest book of the Bible. They didn't get that. I am reminded, you know that I seek truth in many places, and one of the places I seek truth is a book called If You Meet the Buddha on the Road, Kill Him. In the front matter of that book is something that I think applies to Revelation. The secret is that there is no secret. But we still search desperately for the secret. Why has God put us here? And where are we going? The answer to the second question is that we are going to the nearer presence of God. Revelation 21, one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. See, the home of God is with mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. See, I am making all things new. Like many people, I have always wanted the secret. I've always wondered if we started with God in a garden and we're going to end up with God in a garden, then what's the point of all this other stuff in the middle? Why go through this? Other people have become impatient with this world that we have to endure. Joyce Rupp said something beautiful. She said, I have grown weary with the waiting cocoon. I have sensed with sorrow the pain of transformation. Why does God put us through this pain of transformation? We are to live out in concrete experience love, not the emotion, but the life force that is God. Revelation 21. The home of God is with mortals. And as I tried to teach that dwindling class in Starkville, the book of Revelation is about the end of human existence in terms of its purpose, not its final chapter. And the end of all human existence is to glorify God, to be co-creators with God, companions with God, to live out that life force, the love of God. Revelation to me is not about the day we are no more, but about the day when we finally become again what we were in the beginning, intimate with God in the garden. In the meantime, as we go through the difficulties that we face in human life, we have the assurance of the wisdom reading today. The souls of the righteous are in the hands of God. In our memorial service, our funeral service, we speak in one of the prayers of those we love but see no longer. We speak elsewhere in the service of how life has changed, not ended. We have our liturgies. We have All Saints Day. we have baptisms, we have funerals, and in all of those cases, we try to remind each other that our loved ones are fully with God. But they have taught us well in their time with us. They have taught us to make the most of this journey, to pay attention, to notice, to appreciate as best we can. In our burial office, we pray all we go down to the dust. Yet even at the grave, we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Are we just whistling past the graveyard? Are we trying to convince ourselves that the one we lost is okay? The saints who have gone before, they are perfectly fine. They know the immediate presence of God. We know it sometimes, but we become forgetful and fearful. And we need to be reminded on days like this one that the souls of the righteous are in the hands of God. All Saints' Day is a day I really look forward to in the church calendar. Not like my deacon, because he gets to use incense, among other things. But it's a more joyful day. Easter is the big day for Christianity, but All Saints' Day is personal. I remember them by name. I remember those whom I love but see no longer. George and Lorraine, Marcia, other family members we have lost from our church family. They know now what I wish I could know more completely and confidently, that our souls are in the hands of God, that the home of God is with mortals, that he dwells with us now as our God, that God is making all things new. These memorials, All Saints' Day and individual memorial services, are not for them, but for us, the forgetful, fearful ones. We don't understand yet the irrevocable, eternal gift already given to us. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus tell us that God, not death, has the final word. So what is the meaning of revelation? I'm going to tell you another story you may have heard me tell because it was so powerful. When I was in seminary, I served as a hospice chaplain. And the first semester I did that, I didn't know anything that was helpful in hospice chaplaincy. I knew about the Old Testament, and I knew about church history and a lot of things that were just very unhelpful. And I was called to a hospice room, and I had been told ahead of time by the operator that called me that the people are not religious, but they want the chaplain. So I thought, okay. So I walked in, and I always carried my big prayer book Bible with me because it made me feel holier. Talisman to hang on to. And I walked into that room where they didn't really care about religion, and the wife of the patient walked up to me and pointed at my book and said, "Read something from it." Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I know you're not going to quite believe this because I don't myself. I make fun of this kind of thing. I opened the Bible section of my prayer book, and it opened to Revelation 21. Those people were there in one of the most powerful and frightening times of their lives and their family's life. They would have found no comfort in knowing the secret code They would have found no comfort in knowing who would be left behind and who wouldn't, or from knowing exactly how the world would end. Their world was ending, and they needed hope. So think of it. What would you rather have? And what do you think God wants you to have? Knowledge of our ultimate purpose in life, or the secret code to the book of Revelation? What do you think God wants us to have? A roadmap of how the end of the world will unfold, or a gift of comfort in the darkest times of human existence, that God is with us to wipe away every tear? All of our efforts for knowledge and control come down to something else that is in that book I told you about. All of our efforts are wellsprings of wisdom about the ambiguity, the insolubility, and the inevitability of the human situation. All of our efforts come down to that. We can't find an answer to those questions. But on All Saints' Day, we help each other remember that God is with us, that God will live so intimately with us that we no longer need a temple. That's what Revelation says. We don't need a temple because God is with us all the time, and we know it. We have a God who loves us enough to wipe away every tear from our eyes. This is the God we worship. This is the God we seek. This is the meaning of the book of Revelation. God is with us, has always been with us, and will always be with us. The Alpha and the Omega. The secret is that there is no secret.